Our good friend Craig Milanos joins us right now, co-founder, wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I feel like I just made a round trip around the moon, and I'm not on the Artemis II.
That was fun to watch, but it gives you a little national pride to see the astronauts do what they did and a successful mission. And, boy, it was fun to watch, Craig.
I thought it was great. I mean, it brings me back. I mean, John, here's something your listening audience doesn't know. I actually went to space camp in 1986.
Whoa.
So I've always paid attention to a lot of these things. I just ended up in the business of financial education as opposed to science and space.
All right. Well, the market's showing no sign of gravity. You like that transition, Craig? That's what you get on this show here. Look at that.
Your wit never disappoints. It doesn't. I mean, you know, I think the outlook, let's be honest, the outlook has clearly improved over the past 11 trading days.
Oh,
but
yeah.
John, let's just remember, not all markets are confirming this stock market rally.
What do you mean? I'm referring
to the fact that treasury yields are higher. I'm referring to the fact that crude oil, the day before Iran started, was at 67. We're not at 67. So we just have to know that without the bond market, without the commodity market confirming the rally in stock, this could be susceptible, could be vulnerable to an air pocket if there's any legitimate disappointment on the war, earnings, economic growth, or the Fed. But I do understand why the market's back to all-time highs. I can understand that.
I mean, there's a lot of good vibes now around what's happening in the Middle East that we haven't had in 6, 7, 8 weeks. I agree with all those caveats, though. One other thing I noticed today when just scrolling through at where people think when the Fed will finally cut rates, finally, some people would say, I am looking all the way until next April until I see the majority of people saying that we will not be at the same basis rate that we're at right now. So here's my question, Craig. If the markets are in a good mood and looking great, all-time highs on the S&P 500, and the future Fed rate anticipates we're not going to raise, or excuse me, lower rates for like a year, then does that negate the need to even lower rates in the first place? Do you kind of see what I'm asking here?
I do see what you're saying, but you know, I remind people that there's still roughly a 33% chance of a rate cut in December. There's a slightly smaller chance of a rate cut on the October 28th meeting. Nothing's happening 13 days and 18 hours from now when the Fed meets, but I think there's logic behind something. I think the logic is, number one, the reason the market's back up, even though Treasuries isn't confirming, the high oil prices aren't a big enough problem to constrict all the consumer spending. They're not big enough to hurt economic growth. And the Fed, to your point, they're going to look past the rising inflation metrics because they're going to view them as temporary, and hence the Fed is going to cut rates, I still say, later this year, because they need to focus on jobs and maximizing employment.
Yeah, I guess if there is a job situation, that would maybe call for it. I just, Craig, and you and I have talked about this a couple times, I just like the Fed to have as many tools in the tool chest as they can in case crisis mode does come and you start lowering rates. That is eliminating one tool in the tool chest in the future. I don't know if you see it the same way I see it, but I feel like, man, if the markets are good, if people are feeling good and the job market stays relatively stable, I don't know why you need to touch anything, to be honest.
Well, and you should take solace in the Fed is always data dependent. The Fed is not preemptive. The Fed is not projectionary. They don't do things based on what they suspect is going to happen. They do things based on data that sometimes makes them late to the party, which they get criticized for. But trust me, the Fed is not going to lower rates prematurely. They're going to lower rates because they need to. And as long as we cling to that belief, which is what they've always done, a data-driven Fed, we too are going to be just fine with the timing of those cuts.
I will say this is another victory, seeing the S&P where it is today, of not trying to time things or not getting skittish when the market's down in correction territory. Those are going to happen. What is it, Craig? We get 1.5 corrections a year on average, even through all the good times. I kind of pulled that number out of my head. I don't remember if that's true, but I think there's a lot of people that were jittery and sold a bunch about, 14 days ago that are going, what did I do that for?
No, I think that there's going to be a lot of short-term regret, and sometimes short-term regret comes at the long-term cost of retirement. And that's why I want people to stay in the game. That's why we wanted people this year, amid the uncertainty, to be more active. I think that's what's needed. But you never want to get all in or get all out. The market and time have proven time and time again. Stick to your plan. As long as your investment plan is backed by your financial plan, the two need to be linked together. Now, John, not all indices are back to all-time highs.
True.
But broadly speaking, we've made a round trip here. It feels good. I'll just feel a lot better when I get confirmation from the Treasury market. I'll feel better when I get confirmation from the oil market. But it was once again a great opportunity to buy things that went on sale.
Yeah, and also I don't want to, you know, make fun of or insult anyone that needed to move some cash that they needed in the near-term future to a safe place, even if it was poorly, quote-unquote, timed with the markets. You know, you got to do what you got to do. I think it's all I worry about people that do too much of that, reacting to what's happening in the news. Get retired, stay Oh, go ahead, Craig.
I just wanted a quick shout-out. Remember, everybody, you always get a second chance to do the right thing. So if you haven't rebalanced the mix of portfolio stocks and bonds in your account for years, now is a great chance to do it with us being back at all-time highs.
I want to pick that up after the commercial break, Craig. I got a little extra time for you. GetRetiredStayRetired.com is where you can find Craig Bolanos. More with him in a moment. By the way, our current average 30-year fixed mortgage rate, 6.1%. Are creeping down towards 6. We'll see the mortgage rate report sponsored by Marquette Bank. John Hanson here for the United Center. Craig Bolanos for a few more minutes. Craig, forgive us. It's going to get louder and louder here in the building. I know I've seen you at plenty of Blackhawks games, my friend. You know the drill. So we'll power through here as the crowd gets filled in here. But there's a big news story in the Live Nation monopolization jury trial, which just wrapped on up. A six-week trial, the jury found in favor of a coalition of 33 states suing the company. That's going to be a massive victory for all their antitrust claims. And the Justice Department bowed out of the case, actually, with a settlement in the first week. What do you make of this? Are customers going to be getting some of these refunds?
I guess it turns out I paid $1.72 per concert ticket, more than I should have. So I'm happy that we spent billions of dollars of legal fees and did this on the coalition of 33 states, because I overcharged by, what, $5.10, having gone to three concerts or three sporting games? So, no, I don't want to dismiss it. Listen, this is a reminder that we live in a free and fair society that has a system of checks and balances, and no one's allowed to corner the market. And if you do it, you're going to get caught and dragged through the mud. Not a good day for Live Nation.
Yeah, I just feel like it's the principle of the matter, right? And that's
absolutely
a win for them. The tariff refund story is interesting. First and foremost, I had no idea that the importers were eligible for the refunds. I thought we were still in limbo about whether refunds would be going out or not. Apparently, you can get a refund, but the federal government needs you to electronically have a payment method to get this back, and a lot of people haven't done this. What do you know about this story, Craig?
Well, you know, here's what I know. I know the vast majority of the importers, people who paid some $166 billion with a B in tariffs, that was overturned by SCOTUS. That's the Supreme Court of the United States. And these people, these importers, they're not getting refunds because they didn't know that they need to sign up for electronic payment. So if you're in the import-export business, you've got to know this. You might have monies come your way, so contact your local trade industry, your agency group, and figure out how you two can get this done. But, John, that's kind of like a parallel for income taxes. There's a lot of people who work that haven't filed income taxes, not because they're dodging taxes, but they haven't earned a lot of money. Remember, you can't get any of your tax withholding back in a refund if you don't file. Today's April 15th, America. Go and get your tax returns filed. Go and get your refund. Even if you weren't required to file, you might want to get those refundable tax credits or refund of taxes withheld.
That's well said, Craig. And we talk with tax professionals a lot who say, look, I know that even some seniors don't file because they don't feel like they meet the income threshold. First of all, there's exemptions, there's potential refunds, and after 3 years, looking back, the feds don't have to give you your money. So even if you haven't filed in a couple of years, go back, especially if you're due a refund, Go back and file your taxes. It's not all that hard if you're a W-2 employee or you got some standard income that's pretty easy to find the records of. You can go back 3 years still and get those refunds, but people are leaving money on the table, Craig, and that doesn't make you happy. That doesn't make me happy.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I don't want anyone to pay anything more in taxes than they're legally obligated to. Likewise, I want to make sure people get back what they're due. And just because you don't owe something doesn't mean you don't get a refund, especially with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. There's a number of refundable tax credits. Those are refundable tax credits where you get money even if you didn't owe any tax obligations. Don't let that money go to waste because you can use it for your family.
I want to look ahead here. What are you looking for? We got a lot of earnings coming up. We're, I imagine, waiting to see if these stock prices are really valued where they should be. And earnings season is the best barometer of that.
Yeah, I'm paying attention to earnings. We're going to get started. A number of companies are reporting tomorrow. And again, I'm just looking for confirmation that the all clear is done. It's not just about the trader talk, what I call Fibonacci retracement levels. It's about seeing confirmation in oil, seeing confirmation in treasury markets, and then getting back to people paying attention to our 6 for 26, which includes going global. Don't look past international markets, everybody. They may have been out of favor for the last 14 and a half years, but I think the trend is rotating there.
All right, we're here. Here come the Hawks in the background. That usually means I got a minute left to chat with you, Craig. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. What's the conversation like if someone reaches out to you, my friend?
If you reach out, you're reaching out because you don't want to just survive retirement. You want to thrive in retirement. And you're reaching out because you don't want to just talk about investing. It's investing. It's taxes. It's retiree health care. It's cash flow strategies. It's end-to-end holistic wealth management. That's what you get from your friends at BestGen Wealth Partners. We are great advisors, but that's because we have a heart of a teacher. We're good listeners, and we can help you improve the lives of yourself and your loved ones financially.
You do great work. I always appreciate when you come on here with the other John. Let's add John Landecker to the mix, too. Craig Bolanos, you belong everywhere. You help us understand a lot, and I appreciate your time. And take care, and go Hawks. I'll see you here in the building next year, I hope.
Go Hawks.
At RetiredStayRetired.com.